Francis, my spiritual partner since 1993, and probably long before. I am amazed frequently, through our tendernesses and power struggles, that I not only love her, but I love loving her. This expanded, re-energized, and rededicated 25th anniversary edition of The Seat of the Soul carries within it the commitment that we share to creating authentic power and spiritual partnerships and to supporting people around the world to create them. Thank you, beloved.
Preface to The Seat of the Soul, 25th Anniversary Edition by Oprah Winfrey.
Hi, I'm Oprah Winfrey. I first read The Seat of the Soul in 1989. As with all books I'm excited about, I'd also bought copies for my friends and colleagues so that everybody could be reading it at the same time. I happened to be the first one to finish, which meant I had nobody to discuss the book with. So I got my hands on the Mount Shasta, California phone directory and called Gary Zukav. Mr. Zukav, hello, my name is Oprah. I just want to talk to you about your book, and I'd love for you to come on my show and share your... What did you say your name was, he said? Oprah. Could you spell that, please, he said. I did. O-P-R-A. And the H is silent, I explained. And then I told him that I had a talk show and had to explain what a talk show was, because Gary had been without a television for several years. This, of course, made me even more eager to speak with him. I wanted to know how he knew what he knew. The things he'd written resonated so deeply with me and felt so true, but how did he know for sure? The Seat of the Soul changed the way I see myself. It changed the way I view the world. It caused a profound shift in the way I conduct all my relationships, business and personal. The book came to me at the perfect time, at a moment in my life when I was ready for and open to more connection, more harmony, more peace, more joy. I could sense that there was more to our existence than day-to-day experiences and the rituals of work and relationships, more to life than our five senses could hold. The Seat of the Soul put into words what my own soul already knew and had been trying to tell me. It was such an exhilarating awakening to see affirmed in print what I hadn't discovered the language to articulate myself. When I first read the words, multi-sensory perception, I felt as though Gary had touched a nerve. In fact, the book felt like one great multi-sensory explosion. Everywhere I looked after reading it, I saw and experienced life in a new light. Gary's book for me was one aha moment after another, all steering me in the direction of true north. My favorite insight, this one. When the personality comes fully to serve the energy of its soul, that is authentic empowerment. It is no big secret that I have a big personality. I've been using that personality to my advantage since the third grade. But using my personality to serve my soul and making sure the two were aligned, why, that just changed the way I did everything. I suddenly recognized all the times I'd ever gotten off track in my life by letting my personality rule and not be in alignment with my soul. I started to notice that the degree to which I ever felt unhappiness, discomfort, or despair was in direct proportion to how far I let myself stray from the seat of my soul. The chapter that stirred me most was the one about intention. Whoa. These words became my living creed. Every action, thought, and feeling is motivated by an intention. And that intention